This is Morning Edition on KAZU. I'm Lisa Ledeen. As President Obama nears the end of his term, land conservationists are lining up with proposals to have their piece of the country designated a national monument. It's something the president can do by executive order. In California, two pieces of land have been proposed for monument status: Berryessa Snow Mountain and one along the Santa Cruz coast by Davenport. But it's there where residents are divided, with some feeling it's all moving too quickly. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Davenport is about a 10-minute drive north of Santa Cruz along Highway 1. A handful of businesses line the highway. Behind them are the homes for some of Davenport's 700 residents. These days, it's a bedroom community and tourist destination for its secluded beach. But throughout Davenport's history, a variety of industries have driven its identity: the shuttered cement plant, logging, and even whaling back in the day. And then there are the rolling hills, often covered in wildflowers. This area is known as Coast Dairies.
Get this gate unlocked.
That's where Steve Reed opens a heavy metal gate that blocks an access road to the property. Where did they get that name, Coast Dairies?
Well, there was a dairy here around the turn of the century, and you can see some of the historic buildings just over that knoll. There was a cheese-making building or something like that.
Reed is campaign manager for the proposed Santa Cruz Redwoods National Monument, a job partly funded by the nonprofit Semper Virens Fund, which is leading the push for monument status. We head up the road in his SUV.
Today we're not going to see much of the property. You just can't do it in one short swoop.
The piece of land is just over 5,800 acres. It lies east of Highway 1 and surrounds the community of Davenport to the north and south, and stretches inland to Bonnie Doon.
So what you see here is rolling grasslands and prairies leading up to foothills that lead into deep canyons and ravines leading to a redwood ridgetop.
As we drive up the road, Reed says the land was once eyed by developers for housing, but eventually ended up in the hands of the Trust for Public Land, which put a number of deed restrictions on the property before transferring it to the Federal Bureau of Land Management. We stop at a bend in the road and get out to take in the view of the Monterey Bay.
There's a series of protections, and in essence, the property has been designated by virtue of deed restrictions as a day use, publicly accessible piece of property.
Right now, this property is open to the public at least once a month for guided tours. The BLM has plans to create day-use hiking trails, but things are moving slowly, in part because of funding. That's where Reed says becoming a national monument will make a difference. The status means access to a different pool of money for national conservation lands, which could mean more funds for the BLM to manage this property. Reed says now is the time to push for this monument. That, or wait another 8 or 9 years.
These monuments generally only get designated towards the tail end of a presidential administration.
This land should not be directed by someone's political term.
That's Rachel Spencer. She's in the downtown Davenport living room of her friend Noel Garen Bach. They're sitting around a rustic coffee table where they and the other elected board members of the Davenport North Coast Association hold meetings. Davenport is unincorporated, so the group serves as a conduit between the community and the agencies that support it, like the Sanitation District and the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department. Their concerns about the potential monument come down to this: trash, trauma, and traffic. Again, Rachel Spencer.
There is no money coming from the federal government for local resources. All of the burden of this new monument is going to fall on the county. And the county doesn't have the money. We don't have any sheriff up here. We have no trash collection in the north part of the county. So all these resources are going to have to be paid for somehow.
It's a problem they know all too well. Davenport's beach is somewhat of an orphan. Here's Noel Garen Bach.
The Davenport beach is not under anyone's jurisdiction. No agency takes claim for it, not the county nor the state. So the locals have to pick up the beach, and it is a mess during the summertime.
Davenport is a hotspot for visitors from Santa Cruz and Silicon Valley.
I really don't leave my house on Saturday and Sunday because it's so congested in that little teeny strip of Davenport.
They feel a monument designation will only compound the problem. They point to the relatively new Fort Ord National Monument down the coast, which saw its visitor numbers jump from an estimated 250,000 a year to 400,000 in the few years after it earned monument status.
We can't say that we're going to go from zero to 400,000 here. But we do know that our visitors will increase significantly.
With all their concerns, they're not against the monument. They just want to see a comprehensive management plan first. They don't understand the rush, considering the land is already well protected. But Helmut Fritz takes a different approach to the timeline. He's the owner of the Davenport Roadhouse Restaurant and Inn, one of the local businesses on Highway 1.
Time pressure is always a good thing because then things are being moved forward. If we say, oh, let's do it over the next 5 years or 10 years, it probably won't even happen.
I caught up with Fritz during breakfast service at the Roadhouse. He bought the place 3 years ago after a career in the software industry. He says, yes, of course, the monument will be good for business.
On weekends, we actually don't need or can't handle much more business. So it probably will increase the traffic weekdays because there will be more people that stay maybe for longer because there's more activities, there's more opportunities to visit the park and basically extend the stay. So it's not going to be just a weekend trip.
And he also thinks the ocean and the land that attracted him here should be shared.
I've lived in many places around the world and I've realized there's no paradise, but this comes really close.
The monument has gained a lot of support from conservation and community groups, and the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors recently gave its backing, but attached a number of conditions that address many of the concerns of Davenport residents. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.